Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and thank you for joining Jen Duchenne and myself, Lisa Lamont, for another exciting night of the Gypsy Truth Tellers. You can call in at 215-383-3748. You can ask Jen or I what might be holding you back. Maybe you're looking for love. You want to know if you're on the right track with your business plan? We can help you. With Jen Duchenne, she uses her ancient and sacred systems of Akashic Records and astronumerology, and she helps people change their life patterns that don't serve them. And believe me, she has helped me numerous times, and she is Drano for the soul, I'm telling you. And I use my unique gypsy cards and my hypnotherapy tools to help you get the answers you like. Jen, welcome.
Thank you, Lisa. Yay. Happy to be here.
I'm telling you, for those of you listening, Jen lives in beautiful California, and I live in beautiful Washington, and the winds are just whipping. We've got white caps out there on the water. I'm like, keep blowing in the sunshine.
Yeah. We don't have sunshine here either. It's been dark all day, like kind of cloudy and cold. Yesterday was windy like crazy.
Yeah, the winds are just really whipping around here, and you know, I love it. It just makes me, you know, look back on when I was on a sailboat, and you know, these winds, the sailboat would go so fast, and sometimes people in the sailboat would get scared. You know, you got to have a stomach for sailboat, you know, when it's windy. When it's slow, anyone can do it. But I'm looking out there wishing I was in a sailboat, Jen. Got to get a sailboat. That's on my bucket list, sailboat.
That sounds like fun. I'm not a sailor, but I love the idea of people being in sailboats. So freeing,
yeah.
You know.
Okay, so you and Jeff could just sit on the shoreline having your glass of wine on the pier there and watching. Jeff does it. Jeff's like, I can appreciate them out there. He goes, I'll watch you. That is so,
yeah, there
that
you
is
go.
So funny.
I'll sit with Jeff. We can talk about it.
Definitely. Well, this week that we're headed into, we're in May now. I can feel May. I'm embracing May. I can feel the shift and the change going on. And I thought, well, who better to ask than you, who's the astronumerologist goddess?
I like being a goddess of astronumerology.
You are.
That sounds good. Yay.
You are. Yay.
Do you want to know about May? All right, well, in a nutshell, we're in a 13 month because we're in a universal 8-year, 2 + 1 + 5, plus we add the 5 for May, and that gives us a 13. So May traditionally is a 5, which is all about change and newness. We just had a beautiful full moon, which is about endings or completion, and also sets the tone for the month, and we have a new moon coming up on the 18th. Both moons, very interesting, are employing the numbers of 13, which is a 4. 1 plus 3 is 4. So the full moon, the sun and moon were both at 13 degrees. Whenever you have a full moon, they're opposite each other. So the moon was in Scorpio, which is the ruled by Pluto. And 13 and Pluto are both about transformation into self-empowerment. So it's about stepping up and kind of digging through and examining those old feelings about sex, death, money, all the things that are taboo, other people's money, money owed to you, all those kind of things that we hide and don't want to deal with, our fears around them. So
yeah.
the full moon and this year is about us, you know, in order for us to be abundant. And it doesn't mean that we're all going to be, you know, multimillionaires. This isn't what this is about. Some of us will be very wealthy. Some of us will manifest better. This month is a supercharged manifesting month. It is traditionally, you know, in the old days, the world followed the moons. There were 13 moons. The moon is very powerful with our emotions, our inner child, our inner feelings, the hidden stuff. And with this moon being at 13 and with that empowerment, and 13 being the number of the divine goddess, the number of transformative change, a renaissance number. It's about rebirth. It's about things dying and us being reborn and starting new things, focusing on what we really want, which is what empowerment is all about, our truth, speaking our truth, expressing our feelings. And so when we come back into the money part of the world, or the money equation, this eight, which is about success and giving us the confidence to break through obstacles and to grow and to reach our target, our goals, our intentions. It is about understanding our relationship with money, our relationship with taboo subjects, the hidden stuff, the resentment, the things we don't want to talk about, but that actually keep us stuck. So this month, with the 13, it's reminding us that we cannot stay stuck. We cannot use those excuses. Oh, this is blocking me. I can't go any further. You're going to have to find a way around that mountain. If you have to dig down, or you have to walk around or jump over, or take the slow path up the mountain step by step, you've got to set a plan in place and you have to do it, because things are going to be happening. It's this. We have the eight of the year plus today was an 8 day, so some people had the full moon on the 4th today, most of the world, except for us. So if the 4 and 8 are both engaged, these are the numbers that create a karmic energy. It's destiny. This, our destiny, is about our vocation, what we're here to do. And so in order for us to follow our destiny, to find where we're going, our destination, we have to get rid of the stuff that's holding us back, the excuses, and really step into that power. And we'll be able to manifest like crazy and really be free, truly come from our own place.
I feel that. I can totally feel that shift coming on, definitely. I feel the shift coming on. I just want to give out our telephone number again, too, for the callers to call in. I forgot I was going to repeat it one more time. That number is 215-383-3748. Once again, that number is 215-383-3748. And Jen and I would love to have you call in tonight and ask your questions. And we also are going to be pulling cards for those of you that are listening in. We're going to be sharing our insight with you, too. So, Jen, keep going.
Oh, keep going. Okay. So one of the really important things that the 13 tells us, because it's a 1 plus a 3, one is about focus and vision and, you know, starting new, fresh. The 3 is about creativity, using our creativity to push us forward into exposing our own voice, speaking our own message, being who we're meant to be. It's also about creating a plan, getting organized, creating a structure so we can support ourselves in all ways, because everything's changing. We're in a space right now where new things are happening. We're creating a place where we can be more abundant, more in alignment with who we are. And so we have to take ownership of that. We have to, whether we're a man, a woman, even a child, you know, of course children still need our attention. We still need to be good parents to them, but we have to encourage them to follow their own instincts and to do the things they're guided to do, just like we need to do. Like, we can't lean on other people, because when you lean on other people, everyone falls over. When you know what you need, then you can come from a place of asking for help and receiving help, which of course is always there for you. But to play the role of like damsel in distress, and have that excuse, I can't go forward, I can't do the things I want to do because people are stopping me, my story is stopping me, all of those excuses will not stand in this energy. So you might as well, you know, take the bull by the horns and get very grounded and rebuild your home, because this is about you creating a legacy going forward.
that, you know, you touch on something really important, you know, about what is our legacy going forward. And I find, you know, so many of my clients that I work with, you know, that come to see me, and maybe you have the same experience, you know, what is my purpose in life? You know, what is my purpose? Like, people sometimes think there should be like a one, you know, like my purpose is to climb Mount Everest or what, you know. You know, your purpose is many things. I don't know if there's any like one purpose, but you know, 10 years ago, my purpose was being the best, you know, marketing person at the law firm I worked for. That, you know, my purpose then was to get my job done and do a great job at doing it. You know, my purpose, you know, 30 years going back was to be a good mother. You know, so I think our purposes are always open to interpreting differently or to change. What are your thoughts on that, Jen?
Well, I think it's an interesting point. I think there are two different things. When you talk about purpose or goal, you know, or intention, there is the immediate goal. Like, what are we thinking about this week? There is a kind of a longer goal, like next month or 3 months down the road. You know, your goal or this period of time in our cycle, since we live in 9-year cycles, there is also the vacation, like, you know, since I work in numbers, you know, one of the things we talk about is your destiny. Your name creates your destiny, and your destiny is what you're here to do from a vacation point of view. So a lot of times that vacation may be a lot of different things, but it still translates to the same thing in the end. We want to be the best we can be at whatever we're doing in this moment. And do things for our highest good, or, you know, become more enlightened. We have words like that, which really just means to be filled with light. And what does that mean? It means to live a joyful life in the moment, to be present. So whatever we're doing, we may have a bigger goal, or we may not, that you can say, oh, I want to be the best of whatever, or this is what I want to do. Some people know they want to be a jeweler, for instance, right? Makeup artist to the stars. Some people don't know that. Some people are here to connect other people, or they're here to do the detail work, or some people are really here to, you know, be a nurse, you know, healing, whatever it is. You know, just enjoy whatever it is in that moment. Instead of belittling what you do or thinking it's not good enough, just do like you were saying. Be the best you can be of what that is. And the ultimate thing is, what makes your soul happy? How can you express your soul in a way that you feel good? And you don't have to meet with anyone else's, you know, someone else's standards about who you're supposed to be. As long as you're in that space where, wow, I love my life right now. Doesn't mean you don't want to make it better, but in the moment, you're living in the moment. You're appreciating what's happening right now, and you're full of gratitude and joy and happiness and love. I mean, what could be better than that, right?
This is true. This is absolutely true. You know, it brings to mind my youngest daughter. She is, you know, her goal and her dream when she was 12 years old was that she wanted to be a helicopter pilot. She wanted to fly helicopters. And wow. I'm like, why do you want to do that? You know, why would you want to, you know, to me, helicopters means going to war. You know, that's where my mind goes to. And and my other daughter had, you know, her husband did go to war. He was in the infantry, and he saw and was part of, you know, fatalities and road bombs and all that. So you don't wish that on anybody. And so, you know, I have the younger sister, my other daughter, who's like, this is what I want to be that. And so many people were telling me, why are you supporting that? And I go, because either A, she's going to outgrow it and change her mind. She's either going to fall in love and that'll just be a past dream. Or if that's what she wants, then I have to support her. Well, she'll get killed. Well, you can get killed by a drunk driver on the road. You know, she has to follow her passion. So now we're fast forwarding, you know, several years, and she's, you know, in her upper 20s, And she got in the program. She is going to be a helicopter pilot. She's
That's
learning
so
right
awesome.
now. That's where she's in Alabama right now. And she made a lot of sacrifices. Things came along. She got married. She had a child. Well, there goes the helicopter. That's on the, you're not going to go in the Army now. You can't. You have a kid. Why? Do they think that everyone that's in the Army is single with no children and not dating anybody? And it's very stereotype that I find. And I'm very proud of her. Do I worry about her? I can't. I support her. I love her. I pray for, my family each and every day to be safe. I mean, something could happen, God forbid, going home from school or going home from work. So, I just really, I wanted to add that about, people's goals and their wishes things, but my daughter still wanted, things came up, but she still wanted to be a helicopter pilot. So there, I love
yeah.
that you talked about
yeah.
that.
Exactly, and I think that it's sometimes our dreams get put on hold for a while, like she did, segue into
yep.
doing other things. But her goal hasn't gone away, and good for her. The world changes by people who stick to their goals and get it done. And sometimes we think, well, my goal's not that exciting, or I'm not sure, that I have that much value. We all have value because we all do different things, and not everyone can be the one on top of the pile. Some of us have to be the ones holding up the people that are above us or whatever they're doing, right? But to have that much dedication to what you want that you can make it, that's what it's all about, really. You think about it, people that are good at sport, a lot of them have eights in their makeup, in their numbers. And eight is this number that it's about materialism. It means making things real on earth and understanding how your desire, your passion, your spirit or your soul, whatever you want to call it, that energy within you that wants to do something, that wants to set something alight and make something happen, that driving force needs to have obstacles. It needs to have it's like a contest, because what would be the fun if you just went and said, oh, I'm going to do it, and then you just did it, and then you went to do something else and you just did it? It would get boring, right, because everything just fell into place. So we actually desire obstacles because it creates our greatest joy. It gives us the strength to conquer something. When you get to the top of the mountain, you feel like, wow, I did it. It took a lot of work. It took a lot of effort, planning, dedication. But I got to the top. Just like somebody who's in sports, they got to practice over and over and over again and get better and better and better and fail. I think it was, Michael Jordan. I think he's the one that has said, what created
yeah.
my success was my failure, right? My willingness
mm-hmm.
to fail is what creates success. And that's the eight energy. It's understanding that when there are obstacles, when you think you can't do it, that's when you keep at it. You keep doing it. You make that plan. You take that step. If you fall back down, you get back up and you do it again and again and again until you get to level two or level three. And then you say, wow, I got here. And then all of a sudden, you're propelled by your own energy of being able to do something and look back and say, wow, a year ago, a week ago, I was on level one. I didn't know how I was going to do it. And now I'm on level four or five and I'm almost there. We need that as humans. We need that energy of competition that creates confidence. And when I say competition, a lot of time the competition is with ourselves. It's not even with other people, because everyone has to do their own thing, and we can't be, sometimes if something, we can use someone as an incentive, that's a great thing. But if we use them to judge ourselves and to find ourselves wanting, then we're going to give up before we've actually achieved what we want to achieve.
Oh, that was beautiful, Jen, what you just said. And that, I mean, I have been in that role throughout my life. I've had situations in my life where I've compared myself, and then I'm jealous, or I compare myself and I give up, and I compare myself and walk away. And, you know, everybody is doing their own thing. I mean, everybody is just doing the best that they can. And you and I, we were talking, you know, a little bit before the show, and we were talking about, you know, who, you know, a person that comes across that might be happy and they're dressed and they're driving a nice car, you know, thinking, oh, they just got life made. Look at them. They live in that fancy house. Well, they might be dealing with a parent or a child who's terminally ill. You know, they might be on the verge of bankrupt and they don't know how they're going to make their next, you know, their next mortgage payment. You know, we don't know what goes on in other people's lives, and we shouldn't care. I mean, we shouldn't, we shouldn't care. We shouldn't compare ourselves with other people. The only person we need to compare ourselves is ourselves, the person looking back in the mirror. And if you don't like the person looking back in the mirror at you, then you need to do something about it. You need to change. You need to become happy. You know, turn that frown upside down, sister, and just take accountability. That, you know, I had on my earlier show today, I was talking to Joy Balm about, you know, women and the different personality types, you know, and we were talking on the topic of victim and the blame game. And, you know, it was a role that I said I was the Academy Award actress for, you know, blame and victim.
Oh, yeah, you and me too.
Yeah, and it's just like, it did me no good. It only holds you back. You're just paralyzed. Like, oh, I'm the victim. I'm a dog laying on my back in the middle of the road. You know, the cars are coming down the road. I'm the victim, you know, waiting to get hit. And no, I'm now the dog on the side of the road watching the cars go by. Okay, when do I cross? When do I cross?
Yeah, and that comes back to that damsel in distress kind of thing, where we have these stereotypes of who we're supposed to be, whatever our story is that we kind of gathered along the road, and whatever story we're coming out of, because this time is also linked to 2013, because we're in a 13 month, so whatever you were dealing with in 2013, there is stuff that needs to come out and be looked at, right? Because what we tend to do is when things are shit or we feel like, oh, somebody else has something and I don't, and it's not fair and I feel bad and, you know, poor me, who's going to save me? We tend to bury stuff and it gets stuck in our body. And when you bury it, it just creates problems. So we actually have to take it out and look at it and be compassionate. It's like, yes, we felt this way and that's okay. It's quite okay to feel like you were a victim. But you have to rewrite the story at some point, because otherwise you're never going to be empowered. Because as long as you stay in a place where somebody else is going to save you and you can just be there, first of all, you don't have any power. So you can't get mad with choices other people make if you give them the power over you. And then the second thing is that in order to be empowered and to be free, you have to be able to deal with whatever comes up and make choices, conscious choices. This is about conscious choice making right now. So whatever the choice is, whatever choice you make, at least make a choice consciously. Know that this is the best choice you can make right now. But at least you're involved in your own life and not just letting it pass you by while you're sobbing in the corner, you know.
Oh, and believe me, I've spent many times sobbing in the corner. I can totally relate to what it is that you're saying. Totally.
Yeah, you know, me too.
I wanted to shift up a little bit, and we were also talking earlier about how healers have played active roles, because you and I we're under the category of healers. And seers and helping people with our, you know, our spiritual tools. And so I just kind of thought we might talk about that a little bit tonight, about how healers are now coming to light. We're no longer hidden as much, you know, where people are being able to talk about what it is that we do. I'm able to talk about what it is that I do, and you can talk about. And, you know, a couple years ago, I would have never dreamed of even having a radio show, you know, talking about, you know, the gypsy truth tellers. I would have went, ah! So, you know, I'm out of my victim and being afraid mode.
And I love that, yeah. And it's a very important conversation, because I think for so many of us, we've hidden who we really are, or the things we're drawn to out of shame. Like somebody's going to shame us and say, that's weird, or you can't do that, you know, you can't color outside the lines, healers are weird and dangerous, or you're a witch, and all of this kind of stuff. And, you know, for the longest time we did buy into it because we were in a different time. But now, in our own lifetime, we get to experience this incredible shift of being able to be loud and proud about what we do, right?
Well, and there have been other card readers and Akashic. I mean, what we do has gone back, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years. You know, this isn't a new thing. This is not New Age. What we've been doing has been going on for centuries.
Well, that's right. Since the beginning of time, there has always been people who worked in the divination arts. From the beginning of humans being around, there was always somebody who was a seer. Remember, in those days, they didn't have technology. They didn't have a calendar except the moon. So they had to do things in a different way, and they trusted the person. Like even now in tribal groups, you know, in American Indians or in Africa, they have tribes, and they still have the medicine man or the seer that they go to that can help them, guide them and explain what's happening or help them heal, like if they've got a cut, right? There's somebody, a herbalist, who can give them the right cream or can explain their dreams or tell them what they're supposed to do. And even in the days of after the goddesses, you know, there were oracles, of course, where, you know, there's pictures all over where, you know, Romans and Greeks and the earlier Assyrians, etc., would go to the oracles to ask them, what do we need to do, you know? They didn't have a computer. They didn't really have maps and things we have now. They had their own maps, but they lived in very small worlds, and they had to know, like, is the enemy coming? What do we need to do? Like, here's a proposition from another tribe. Do we send somebody? Do we send food? Do we welcome them? Are they safe? You know, all of these things. And they would go to a seer. And then when it was the time of, you know, King Solomon or any of those kings, whichever king you want to go to, who was kings and queens for a long time, they not only did they employ advisors and seers to help them, right, divination artists, astronomers, astrologists, all of this stuff, card readers, stuff has been going on for years, thousands of years. They employed them to help them with their crops. When is a good time to plant seed? You know, when is a good time to harvest the seed? What's going to happen this year? What do I need to do? So many things. They had no other place to go to, and they went to healers. If they were sick, if their children were sick, what do we do? Can you help us? If their village got ill. And not only that, but people in the village, like whoever the king or queen was, the people in the village would come to the king and queen or the advisors to advise them, like, how do I make my decision? We've always had people there to advise people who can't see, right?
Yes, it's true. Well, even religion has their own fears.
Yes.
They call them prophets. The Church of that are known as Mormons, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, it was based on a prophet named Joseph Smith, who was a seer. I mean, he was I believe 14 years old, and he was a seer. And the church still to this day has prophets, and that is equivalent to a seer. So, you know, even today there's people still, but it's not talked about as much. You know, that they don't talk about that.
Well, you know, yes, absolutely. In fact, most religions, you know, even if you look at a religion like the Buddhist religion, for instance, they have people that are chosen to be the leader, right? That has certain, they're led to this place through divination. And the child is raised to be a Buddhist and to do all this stuff, to be the leader, just like royalty, right? Somebody's chosen because of their birth. Yeah. Well, when you do it with the Buddhist religion, they don't go by a genetic line. They go by the signs, what is right. I mean, the old days, in fact, people that got on ships, they were explorers, they went to new worlds, they used the divination arts. They used the stars to guide them, which was part of the divination arts. They used the signs and symbols to be able to understand what was going on. You know, whatever part, whatever crossed their path, that was part of it. You know, divining for water is also a divination art because you're following something, an energy, which is how we all made, right? Yeah, there are so many ways. When you look at it, it's like it's our history is full of that. In the Jewish religion, they have the Kabbalah, which was the mystic branch of the Jewish religion, which is very old because that was the original way people did things. You know, even Jesus Christ was a prophet, right? And all the people and all the fables, they're all based on prophets.
That's true. That's true. And I still remember Ronald Reagan, and he was one of my favorite presidents. And, you know, Nancy Reagan brought in her seer. You know, no one knew it till after the fact, but that, you know, they consulted with this seer on decisions, whether to go to war, what to do with other countries. I mean, they totally relied on this person. And so I just thought we would just take that time, you know, to talk about that and let people know that what it is that we're doing is not anything new. You know, for those of you that are new to what it is that we're doing with the show, we've been around for years and years. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to take your calls. The number is 215-383-3748, and we will be back and take your calls.
Did you know that you were born with a personal code that reveals your true purpose in life? Jen Duchenne translates that code into valuable information you can use right now to discover your purpose and clear the blocks that keep you from creating the success you desire. Jen Duchenne is a master of the powerful tool of astronumerology, which has the answers you seek. To learn more, visit jenduchenne.com. That's jenduchenne.com. And get moving on your success path to a life of meaning, money, and joy.
Ladies, opportunity is not an opportunity unless you can do something about it. Here's your opportunity to work with Lisa. For over 30 years, Lisa Lamont has been providing direction for countless others with her unique gypsy cards that were passed to her over 30 years ago. Mention Prancing Kitten and you will receive 50% off Lisa's 5-star VIP package. Go to lisalamont.com today.
And we are back, and we are ready to take the calls. Caller with area code 402, you are on the line. What is your first name, please? Hello? Are you there, caller? We'll take the next caller. Area code 360, last digit 7485. You are on the line. What is your first name, please?
Hi, it's Susie.
Hi, Susie.
Hi, how are you guys? I love what you're talking about.
Hi, thanks.
Hello? You love the topic?
I love it.
Wonderful.
So I'm having some issues with myself and my siblings, my family, and
okay.
I just wanted, I don't know what's going on, but I'm so damn sad, and, you know, everything you're talking about, I know about that, I'm not a victim, it's like, there's lessons in my life, you know, I understand that, but God, it's like, I just feel so sad, and I can't get over it, and I keep I'm obsessed with this thing with my brothers and sisters, and, you know, this weekend was my dad's birthday, everybody's down in California, and I'm not there, and, you know, it's like, oh, my gosh. It's like, I just, you know, I feel like they're, I don't know if they're upset with me or if they think something is up. Maybe it's just me. I don't know.
You know, I'm not even pulling the card, Susie. And I'm wanting to say it's just you, and I say this in a loving way. It Jen is the one that has helped me to understand, you know, that we can't control other people's thoughts or actions. We can only control our own. And
right.
and maybe your family does think what they think, but at the end of the day, does it really matter? And if it does to you, then it matters. See.
Right.
But I'm still going to pull a card. I'm just trying to share with you.
Oh, that's
what,
cool.
That's
cool. And I'm trying to do the same thing. I'm trying to just let it go. Yesterday, I had somebody tell me, some psychic gal. She said that I have somebody on the other side who's got a thumb on me that's holding me down. And I didn't resonate with that at all. It actually upset me.
Yeah, I think sometimes people tell us things that don't resonate and aren't real, right, for whatever reason.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is that the card I pulled for you here, I pulled a card, it's a 26. And this card is about deep freeze. And, you know, it's like, I think part of this is, you're feeling incredibly sad. Of course, you're sad you're not with your family, right? This is something
right.
you really wanted. So
right.
it's okay to be sad, right? There's nothing wrong with feeling grief and sadness. But I think inside there, it becomes guilt, right? Like, I'm not allowed to feel sad, letting me jolly myself up here. And sometimes it can translate into, oh, I feel sad because they're saying something about me, or I feel that, right? So it's
right.
like the feeling, instead of you embracing this feeling and allowing yourself to shed those tears and to feel sad and to know it's okay, it's how do I hide this sadness from myself and turn it into something else? So it really is you separating the two. Your family all got to go and you didn't, and that's okay, right? That's the way it needed to be. For whatever reason, there is something here telling you you have to be okay with your feelings and you have to be okay that you weren't there and they were, even though you wanted to be there, right?
Right.
And there's a lot of emotion going in there, and I think there's a lot of self-bashing, right? Guilt because
right.
you weren't there, guilt because you couldn't make it, feeling judged by your family, for
right.
those same reasons. And
right.
so seeing that it's different things, right? It's not all one thing, it's different things. Yes, be sad, let the tears drop, say, and comfort yourself, your inner child. I couldn't go where I really wanted to go. And be okay with that. And when you are okay with that, and you can comfort yourself about that and come to that place, yes, I shed the tears and now I'm going to let it go, right? That
right.
old feeling of being left out, of being
right.
separated from your family, all those
yep.
are stories, right? And you're tying
yep.
that story up into this story, right? This experience, let's say. Here's an
right.
experience, and instead of allowing yourself to have that experience, you're going into the story. So that's what I'm getting, that you're in a place right now where you need to go in within and allow this stuff to come out. And so instead of pushing it down and saying, no, I'm not allowed to feel sad, no, I'm not allowed to do that, just let the tears come. Express yourself. You know, if you can find some kind of creative outlet to express it, and not hold yourself back. And, you know, if you need to sob for 3 days, sob for 3 days. If you need to go and watch some, you know, soppy movies or whatever it is, be compassionate with yourself and allow all of that. And then let it all drain out. It's like, okay, I'm done. I'm over it. I felt it. I feel released. And, you know, I'm going to start over. This is who I am. I'm a stronger being. Pain is what makes us stronger, right? The obstacle of going through this terrible experience, which is very painful, right? It doesn't
it really
mean you're a victim. Yeah, of course. So it doesn't mean that you're a victim because you feel pain. You are absolutely allowed to and encouraged to feel your pain so you can release it.
Right. That's wonderful. Well, today I played the piano for like 2 hours. I just went out and I just, because I've been playing the piano and I thought, you know, that was such a great relief for me in the past. And it's like, I need to keep doing it. So I went in there and I just sat down and I just played and played and played. And it just, you know, it was so soothing.
Wow.
You know, but it is sad.
Yeah, and I think that's beautiful. I'm actually getting the cold, you know, I feel goosebumps all over, because the piano playing is a creative outlet for you to release and express your pain and accept it.
Right. Thank you, Jen.
No, oh, you're so
that's
welcome.
That's beautiful. Susie, there's good stuff coming up for you, honey. Lots of good stuff. And I'm so glad that you're releasing the tears right now, because you're giving yourself permission now to cry. And it's okay, and it's safe to cry. And it is crying is so cleansing. And you know, we're told to suppress or suck it up, or I cried last week, and I need to suck it up and not cry this week. You still have something to release and to let go. And I'm empathetic to you that you were not able to go be at your father's birthday, but I want you to always know this. Like Jen said, you know, there's reasons behind this, and for whatever reason, Susie, you weren't supposed to be there. Does that mean that when you're up there that somebody would have, you know, hit you, T-boned you in your car? I don't know. I mean, we don't know. And
right.
So when things happen, we cannot be there when we want to be there, and the opportunity didn't show up. We have to, it's okay to cry and grieve, because that's sad you weren't there. But at the same time, I want you to know, from what I see in the cards, you were not supposed to be there. I clearly see that you were not supposed to be there. And that you're, I still see you moving down to where it's warm. I still see that transition going on. And so you're still headed, you're like headed south. I still see that. And it's having faith to know that. And something's going to show up and present, but I also want you to stick with that mirror love and tell yourself that today is going to be the best day ever, and that you are open for all opportunities. I feel like you don't deserve to have the best of everything. When something good happens to you, it's like, okay, now the ball's going to drop, because I've had three really good days, and you know, I'm waiting for that, you know, someone to call me and bitch me out. I want you to know that everything that you're going through is leading you up to where you're going. Your past is over. Everything that's happened prior to today, it's over with, including your father's birthday. And knowing that, I want you to know you weren't supposed to be there. That you clearly were not supposed to be there, or you would have been there.
That's right.
And Jen is right. It's absolutely okay for you to cry. And to play the piano. That's so beautiful when you said you're going to play the piano. Maybe you just want to sing. You know, what I do when I'm stressed out and unhappy is that I play my 80s music on my iPod, and I dance in the living room. I prance. And I just feel, and I play those songs that are really, you know, I Am the Warrior by Scandal. I just get into it. I just really feel it, you know, to just express myself and just sweat and dance. So that's my equivalent to crying, is just to, you know, work it out and sweat it out and, you know, prance it out. And I just think that Jen's advice to you is just spot on the money. It's just spot on the money.
All right.
Such a beautiful soul. I'm so blessed to you know, be connected with you, Susie. I am so blessed. I want you to know that. I am so grateful. You know, and you calling in, it's just such a delight.
Thank you. I love you, and I love Jen so much. Yes. Two of you. You mean so much to my heart.
Oh, Susie,
I love you
thank
both
you.
So much. It's like I trust in everything that you say. It's just so beautiful. Thank you.
And we believe in you, Susie. And Susie, whatever that woman said to you about the thumbprint on the soul or whatever the heck that was, I don't know if that person was, you know, on drugs or something and having a psychotic moment, that is just wish-wash. I just want you to know that I don't pick up on anything like that. And I've done readings. For those of you listening, I have done a reading with Susie before, and so I have worked with her, so I want you to know that I'm not just saying that from a caller calling in. And Susie, no.
Thank you. Thank you. I love you guys. You're so awesome.
Love you too.
You feel a little better.
Love you too. We're going to go ahead and put you on mute so you can still listen to the show.
Thank you for calling in.
And caller with 402 area code, are you there?
Hi, my name's Diane. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Diane.
And did you have a question for Jen and I tonight?
Yeah, I was just kind of looking for guidance. I saw on your show you were kind of looking at removing blockages tonight. And what I'm trying to do is lift whatever blockages I have concerning releasing some of my creative work. I've got a couple books that I'm trying to get sold, and I'm also trying to get back into painting and things and just getting some stuff out there in the world. But I feel like something is holding me back because I was going to be in with a group of authors in one book release, and they told me they weren't going to do it anymore. Well, of course, they did do it, but just excluded me. So there's something going out there, and I'm not sure what it is I need to clear to open that door.
I just wanted to say, while I'm going to pull your card, Diane, is the thing that came up for me is that, sometimes when doors close and you think, oh, this is my route to my creative, expansion, sometimes that's not the way. You think it is, but it isn't.
Okay.
So, when you're thinking, oh, I should have been in that book and they excluded me, they probably did you a favor because that wasn't where you need to go.
Okay. I had wondered that too, but I just thought, well, I still haven't got anything off the ground yet. So I saw the show you were doing. I thought, well, this is kind of right on target with what I'm trying to do.
Yeah. So that's the thing is to, follow the signs and your intuition rather than following, sometimes things show up in your life and you think, oh, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do it, and it kind of just disappears or it disintegrates, and that wasn't it. So there is a sign, and sometimes we can get distracted by what shows up, and we overthink things. And I certainly know that is true with creativity. We really want to make it happen, and it doesn't always work the way we want it to. So anyway, let me just look at my card here. Hold on. Give me a minute. Did you want to go, Lisa?
You want me to go ahead?
Sure. Go ahead.
Hi, Diane. This is Lisa. Are you, this is off topic, but it's going to get back to your question that you answered. Do you have a getaway planned this summer with a friend?
No, I do not. Not yet, anyway.
Okay. What I'm seeing is that you're going to go away and you camp. Do you ever go camping?
Not for a while, no.
Okay. I'm not opposed to it. So roll with me, please. Roll with me. I feel like someone is going to offer you to go camping, or you're going to find a group, someone to go camping. But I feel like it's that if you get back to nature, so if you don't go camping, to just go for a day hike with somebody, or to go to a beach or something with either a friend or by yourself, that if you connect with nature and just sit and be still with it and allow nature to talk to you and guide you, that you have so much noise going on from, I feel like you have a good friend that you talk to and she's like trying to stick up for you, like with this book, for example, and you were excluded that, and good friends mean well because they just want to protect your interests. Not mm-hmm. necessarily like Jen just gave you the advice that this probably isn't the right, place for you to be, the right venue. But yet you have this friend that's saying that's just wrong. That person, they just excluded you. And you're right, they deliberately didn't want you. It doesn't matter whether they did or they didn't. They did you a favor. Everything, when one door closes, it's true, another one really does open, a better door. And I know a lot of people personally, Diane, who have been part of these books, these chapters in these books. I know many people. And I have yet to know somebody who's been in these books except for, like, The Secret that has really gone on, you know, to be really big things. I feel like you are creative and you can put something together all on your own. And then one more thought, I'm going to let Jen jump in. Do you have an idea for a children's story or a children's book or a children's play?
Yes, actually, one of the books I'm trying to sell is a middle grade novel, and it's about a psychic teenager. And I had one publisher send me a contract, and I signed it, but then I didn't hear back from them, and I had second thoughts, and I said disregard it because it just didn't feel right anymore. Like, that wasn't
okay.
The right publisher for me, the right match.
Yeah. I want you to take that book that you've written, and I want you to really think about that when you go away for the weekend. How am I supposed to take this? I mean, I feel like this is something that could be where you're supposed to go in creativity. And I see it, you know, possibly being made into something more. So I just that's what I'm picking up on. And I'm going to let Jen go. That's what I'm
okay,
picking up
on. Okay,
thank
you very much.
Get away. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that all looks good and sounds perfect. I think that, interesting, the card that I got is 40, and it's about stepping into your leadership, which I think is a lot of what Lisa's talking about. It feels like there's a kind of hesitation about you trusting yourself, right? Trusting your own creativity, trusting your voice. So there's some kind of teetering on both sides. And so what this card really is about that, following your own leadership, becoming the leader that you're meant to be. You've had experiences that have brought you here, and there's things you have to kind of reveal about yourself, right? So you can step into that role. And part of that is letting go of this idea that you're not a leader or that you can't trust yourself. And so really what the number is telling me in the card is that you are protected, you do have divine protection, but it's about creating a system for you, a plan, and a path that's your own. So you can certainly look to other leaders that you admire and kind of get some ideas, but don't let that be your path, right? The path you have to take is your own path. And I think what Lisa was saying about getting out and going into nature, going to a place where you can relax. It's like you have to stop thinking so much because you're not going to come up with the answer with your mind.
Oh, I know. I've been trying to meditate lately, and that's just not worked out well at all. Chatter, chatter. So I'm thinking maybe a guided meditation might help.
Yeah, guided meditation, there's plenty out there. What about even going into nature, like taking a walk, right? Just going into nature, hanging out for the day, will give you more relaxation.
Okay.
You know, so just take a day off or take an hour off, a couple of hours, go walk by the beach or go, you know, just give yourself a day off and get into nature, just hang out with no plan. And that will renew you enough and maybe make a habit of it. Make sure you do it once a week till this opportunity comes up to go camping. But that's going to give you more freedom and more generate your creative spirit. In fact, you know, you can take your notebook or your sketchbook or whatever and go out and jot notes, jot ideas. You'll see more ideas will flow up to you when you're in that place where you're not trying to make it happen.
Okay.
And that will give you more of a plan and help you let go of this idea that you're going to think your way out of this, you know, where you
thoughts
are.
Thoughts are so addictive. I've been finding that out lately. It really
Yes, they do. They can trap you, and it's really hard to get away from it. You know, and it's like the only way you can get away is to just let those thoughts come out and maybe even do one of those kind of, you know, brain dump type things.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can go out for the day and come back or go when you go to sleep at night, ask to have the answer when you wake up. Solutions will come to you when you give yourself room to just not have an agenda. And then you'll be able to create the plan that you really want to go forward with.
Okay, that makes sense to not have a plan, so then the information will come through.
Wonderful.
And Diane, one last thing, because we've got one more caller to get before the end of the show. I just want to add that when you go into nature, you check in at the beach, be present of the nature, because our minds are going to still be racing. So, like, really focus on the seagull, really focus on the waves on the water. And then you'll go back to thinking again, but when you first just be present, look at the trees, look at the flowers, really have your mind really register and be present with that. So,
will do. Okay, thank you both
very much.
Thank
you for calling in.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Have a great night. Thank
you. You too.
You too. Caller with area code 510, you are on the line. Oop, they just dropped. They gave up, Jen.
Oh, well, too
bad. We lost the last call. So anyway, we're wrapping up the hour. How can people locate you, beautiful Jen?
Oh, thank you, beautiful Lisa. Well, they can certainly locate me on my website. It's www.jenduchene.com, and that's D-U-C-H-E-N-E. They can find me there. They can also find me on Facebook. I have a Facebook page. You can find me under Jen Duchene or Illuminate 8. And, of course, I do readings anywhere in the world, on by phone or through you know, Skype.
I know. Do we call it video conference? What do we call it? Because people, when they go, well, how do you do it? And I'm like going, well, there's Skype, there's Google Hangout, there's Zoom, you know. It's just like, however you want to do it, we can do it and make it happen. And
yeah,
for those of you that want to, no, I'm cracking. And for those of you that want to contact me, my email address is lisalamont@yahoo.com, or my website is lisalamont.com. It is, the hours gone by fast. They always go by fast, Jen, and I love that we were able to have some time in the beginning to talk about, you know, the healers and how we've been around for years and years and years. And so we are not new at this. We are wise owls, I believe. We're wise seers.
Yes, we are, and we carry forward ancient arts that empower people to be even more successful and reduce the stress, clear the blocks, take away the fear.
So true, so true. Thank you, everybody, for joining us again for another wonderful show. We will be back next Monday night at 6 p.m. Pacific. Have a wonderful evening, everybody, and thank you.
Is your happiness stranded somewhere on an island in the far Pacific? You have no idea what direction you should go to get unstuck. If you have a phone, you can call Lisa for a no-pressure free consultation today. No matter where you live, you have one-on-one access to Lisa, who will guide you to move forward in a positive direction. Lisa Lamont is a certified hypnotherapist and life coach who gets immediate results for hundreds of people around the world. You deserve to be happy today. Call 206-834-LISA or go to www.lisalamont.com. This is your time to awaken your true purpose in life and be happy.